Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Holton Wildcat basketball for the final time this season. The Holton girls head coach Kurt Heisler joins us after a 9-12 season. The Lady Cats finished in the top half of the Big 7, going 7-7 in league play. Had won 4 of their last 5 to end the regular season and played really well the last few weeks. Played pretty well as well for at least about 30 minutes of the 32 against Labette County. Coach, you fall on Tuesday in the sub-state game at Labette County. The final score 38-29, but it was pretty deceiving. I don't think you trailed until over half of the third quarter had gone by. And, man, a little 30-40 second stretch, basically in the fourth quarter, enabled Labette County to turn a two-point game into an eight-point lead. And as it turned out, that was kind of a big difference on Tuesday.
Yeah, I thought, part of the game plan was to make sure that we got off to a good start, and we did. We played a really good first quarter. And I think the first part of the game, you're always trying to feel out your opponent a little bit, especially when you have never seen them in live action. And I thought they did a good job with making some adjustments in the second half. They really focused on trying to get the ball to their best players and attacking the basket. And, you know, they caused us to foul a little bit more than we would like. They got to the foul line more than we would have wanted. And ultimately in the fourth quarter, they turned their level up and made some big plays on both ends. And we made a few too many mistakes and didn't cash in some opportunities in the fourth quarter when we had them. So credit to Labette. I think they have a really good shot at winning their sub-state championship game and moving on to the state tournament.
We've talked about, the season as a whole and the way that you've had so many girls that were out for injury or sickness, and it just kind of took a while to get this team together and find that chemistry. What I guess stands out to you as we just kind of tie a bow and look at the season as a whole, obviously finishing so strong, I think 6-3 there in your last 9 games with 3 losses all by, 2 points or less. So what I guess impressed you the most, where did you see the most growth, and what will you remember about this team?
Well, I think one of the things I'll remember most about this team is the resilience of the group and how much they cared about each other and the process of an entire basketball season. We were dealt with some things early in the season with injuries and illness and not having everyone together, as you mentioned. And it shows up on game night to the community and people watching. What doesn't show up is when those people are out in practice and how that affects your practices. And I thought that everyone stuck with the plan of contributing to getting better in practice and accepting changing roles early in the season. And I think that really helped us once we did become fully healthy in the last month of the season. And we had to make some more adjustments with our roles, but the experience and the confidence gained through the first half of the season for some of our players really paid off. And I think that helped us to become the team that this team ultimately was at the end of the season the last 3-4 weeks. And so I'm really proud about how they showed patience in sticking with a process. And we live in a world where, we want instant gratification for things. And sometimes when it doesn't come easily right away, young people can get discouraged. And I didn't see that from this team at all. In fact, they got tougher as the season went along, which says a lot about our girls.
You bet. A lot of progress, for sure. Well said. It was a fun year, Coach. Certainly appreciate everything that you do for us and allowing us to broadcast your team. It was a lot of fun this season, and certainly, as always, appreciate your time.
Absolutely, Justin. I just want to say thanks to Holton Channel, MSC Sports, KNZA, and your entire crew for all that you do for not only Holton basketball, but all of Northeast Kansas. You guys do a great job, and really appreciate all you guys. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball after this timeout.